This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, September 8th. Well, cattle markets had a strong day yesterday, and we continue just to push our way higher. Feeder cattle into new highs, breaking above the trading range that has held this market for a couple months now. So it looks like the normal seasonal pattern, which is to move higher into the fall, is pulling the feeder cattle market higher into new all-time highs. We have talked about this quite a bit. You know, would the market be able to do that? And I thought it would. Just number one, numbers are very tight. Feedlots need to fill their pens. Got a lot of feed grain around, which is pretty reasonably priced. Many of these Midwest farmers are going to want to buy 50 calves, 100 calves to walk the corn off the farm rather than drive it. And, you know, they're going to buy calves. So the demand has started. Even if harvest hasn't quite reached there yet, we're pretty much assured of what the corn crop is going to be. And it's going to be a pretty big one. So, and there's going to be a lot of Milo around also in the Central Plains. I think, you know, plentiful corn, plentiful feed grains, very tight numbers. And those numbers are just going to continue to tighten. We're going to see heifer retention, I think, in full force this fall, if for no other reason, just to see what the springtime brings. If you have a lot of grass, good rains in the spring, you know, reservoirs full, good pasture conditions, I think producers are going to hang on to those heifers, and that really starts that process of rebuilding your herds. We have yet to see that in the far southern plains because of drought conditions. But from the central plains on north, that is definitely the probability, I think, that we see not only in the fall, but also into the spring. So that just makes availability of calves into feedlots very tight, and the rush is on to secure these numbers. From a live cattle perspective, you know, we're getting into the time of year where we're coming out of the summer doldrums, the typical weakness in the seasonal patterns, which really basically just stalled the upward momentum. And here we are back at these trading range highs. Cash trade has developed this week around steady to where we were a week ago at around 183 on the Fed trade, dress trade at 288. Box beef values have declined, though, fairly steadily this week. Down another $1.91 on the choice. We're sitting at 312. Select was down 144 at 286. So the spread lost 47 cents. We're sitting at 25.49. But movement was another very solid day at 167 loads. So the day before, 152 loads. Yesterday, 167. So we are certainly seeing an increase in wholesale demand based on these lower box beef values. So that tells us demand is there, and we're definitely improving it when we lower these box beef values. So I just think with the seasonal, with the consumer, you know, considering we had a very hot summer, which typically means you're going to consume less beef, but the consumer was there throughout the summer, even at these record high prices, all this heat, there was the consumer still buying beef. And if that's the case through the summer, it certainly suggests that the consumer is going to be there in the normal seasonal upward pattern through the fall and into early winter. So I think that beef prices will continue to work their way higher. That, too, will support your feeder cattle complex along with the other fundamentals that we were just talking about. So it certainly looks like the whole complex, live cattle and feeder cattle, are ready to move higher. Feeders have already done that. And I think the live cattle are about to make a breakout to the upside as well. Slaughter rate yesterday, 126,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 383,000. Of course, it's a holiday week, so we're going to be significantly less than last week's 499,000. But a year ago, we were at 389,000. So we're running about 6,000 less than where we were a year ago. Feeder cattle index was up $1.84. We're sitting at 249.33. And that's about $6 below where the front month feeders are. So we've got some room for the cash to move higher or the feeders to move lower. But it doesn't really look like the feeders futures are all that eager to move lower. Export sales this morning for beef, 12,200 tons, a little on the light side that we like to see. Japan took 4,100, South Korea 2,100, China took 1,600. Pork export sales at 29,400. Mexico took 8,500. Japan 4,700. South Korea took 3,300. So beef export sales, again, a little on the weak side. Some of that is just high prices. Some of that is a strong dollar making those costs even higher. So, you know, export sales, not really the driver here of the cash trade. I think it's just domestic consumption and getting into that normal seasonal pattern where consumption tends to increase is certainly supporting the futures market, even though the cash is trading steady to slightly weaker so far this week. So moving forward, I think the seasonal stays intact for feeders, you know, frankly, for at least another month, I would expect that. So it's probably just going to be a steady grind to the upside. For live cattle, they'll follow the cash fairly closely. My guess is that the cash is going to start working its way higher as we get deeper into the fall. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.